Well, today, in the realm of natural rights, well, natural rights focus on individuals, and they're being replaced by identity-based rights that focus on groups. So that's part one. Next, natural law. That's all but eclipsed in the public square by the idea that there's no stable moral nature to humanity, and thus my nature might differ from yours, and therefore we've no right to judge each other's moral values or preferences. Next, the notion of fallenness is completely out of favor. We now believe that we're basically good, which means that our impulses, especially our sexual impulses, are trustworthy, and that it is good that we follow wherever our impulses lead, with consent being the only limiter of that. And then finally, Christian culture retreats, of course, a little bit farther into obscurity every year. So really, we're left with two possibilities now. Either the founders were incorrect that ordered liberty must stand on these four elements, in which case the future of liberty in America is bright. We don't need those four elements, so watching them go away is not a matter of watching our liberty go away. Or the founders were correct, and as the defeat of the four elements becomes ever more thorough, so ordered liberty will eventually be defeated, or perhaps is being defeated as we speak, bit by bit.